celebrating the light that is within us. Isn't that a beautiful thing? When you look at this room, it's full of light, full of people breathing. And this is what we want to carry always with us. So this is a day of celebration. You are the light of the world, and that light is life. The message this morning is simple. Christ has risen in our minds and hearts. So I want you to join me this morning in our Easter response. You'll find it on the back of your bulletin. I'll say a few words and then I'll ask you to say the response along with me. Take a deep breath. Just bring yourself into this moment right here, right now. I am the resurrection and the life. Together,
he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
The cross of Jesus is an emblem of triumph. It stands as a symbol of supreme overcoming. Together,
the Christ in me crosses out all error and reveals the truth of eternal life. I deny the self that I may unite with the selfless. I give up the mortal that I may attain the immortal. I dissolve the thought of the physical body that I may realize the spiritual body.
Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Together,
I now remove the stone of doubt from the tomb and allow the Christ within me to come forth. Christ within me is my glory. The brightness of his presence wipes out all darkness, and I am filled with life and peace.
We shall pass over the dark hour of the cross briefly as the shadow of a hand across the light of the sun. For his message is, together,
I am the resurrection and the life. I rise triumphant, splendid, glorious, and free.
Amen.
And that's the truth of our being. And we also can declare, I am the resurrection and the life. We have crossed over into a new way of thinking. Well, it's not a new way of thinking necessarily, into a greater way of thinking. We no longer think of ourselves as being locked in that tomb of condemnation. We are free. We are free. That light that shines in you, you can claim it, you can grasp hold of it, you can touch it anytime you turn your thoughts to the spirit that is within you. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, wrote, resurrection takes place when the whole person, spirit, soul, and body, listen to the Christ consciousness of life and wholeness. This is what we're all about, right? This is why we're here, learning how to lift ourselves and come into the awareness of the oneness, that is, the connectedness that is not only in us, but in all people, in everyone we meet. You know, that sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? Because that's our fifth principle. Walk in the talk. We want to be the light. We want to be the example. We want to be Well, I do. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
We want to be the expression of the Christ within. And this is what I have surrendered my life unto. And I know many of the faces out here. I know you have also done the same. Yeah. Metaphysical meaning of light in the revealing word is the understanding principle in mind. Light is a symbol of wisdom. When Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," he meant he was the expressor of all truth, of truth. He said, "We are the light of the world." So what does that mean to you? You are the expressor of truth also. And we rise to the occasion, don't we?
Amen.
We rise up just as he rose up on that glorious day that we celebrate and call Easter. In John 20, beginning with the 11th verse, we have the account of Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb while it was dark and saw the stone was rolled away. And she ran to tell the disciples, and a couple of them came back with her. But they were kind of sad when they went back to their dwellings because they didn't understand the part about rising again, about coming up. But Mary decided to stay, and someone came to her and asked, "Why are you weeping?" And she said, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." And he spoke her name, and there was instant recognition. You know, as I contemplated these passages, I thought, this is a story of me and you. This is a story of our growth. If light is a symbol of wisdom, we're stretching to come into the light. We may come into it in dark with darkness, which Charles Fillmore called that the undeveloped potential. Coming out of the darkness into the light. That's what we're working towards now. We want to feel more fullness of the light. The light is in us. And guess what? Each time you feed it, it grows brighter and brighter. Have you walked down the street or walked into a crowd of friends or whatever lately, and people say, "I don't know what's going on, but wow, you look different. You look good. Look at your face. It's shining." As you grow, that expression eludes out of you. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm seeking. I want people to know when I come into their presence, I am the Christ. I am representing the Most High. And I know all of you out there, you wouldn't be here. You have that same desire to be that expression, to go out this door and to be that light in the darkness. Yes, that's what we're all about. So, I'm sure you can identify times in your life when you've moved from darkness, or you might be in the midst of your journey right now, moving from darkness, which is not understanding yourself and what's going on or people around you, into the light, where you know the oneness, where you know that each soul is searching for that connection, for that awareness of what they truly are. And I say what because if you read Imelda Shanklin's book, she says, you know, who we are is this personality, is Vernetta standing up here talking to you. But what you are is your spiritual nature, that Christ that is within you, that light that we're talking about this morning. So we can be the expressors of truth also in all aspects of our life. The light of realization is planted in each and every one of you. You believe that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's planted in each and every one of you. Like Mary Magdalene, we have to awaken to it. We have to come out of the dark. When our name is called, we know I am. And we know that when adversity occurs, we tend to think that we're alone, don't we? Just like Mary did. She thought, oh, they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where he's. We tend to think that we're disconnected. But guess what? You are never separated from the love of God.
Amen.
As you go through things in your life, if you have a challenge, think to yourself, I am never separated from the love of God. And that God is a healing balm. I mean, that love is a healing balm, God too. But that love is a healing balm. That love will carry you through. That love will take you from darkness to dawn, yes, to the light. Yeah. Charles Fillmore, in one of his temple talks, and you can find a bunch of those on Truth Unity. Charles Fillmore said, let the spirit and the truth of your soul say earnestly and fervently, I am the resurrection and the life. Say it till the air just shakes with the thought. Say it until tongues of living fire fill you and thrill you with Christ's life. Resurrection Day is here. For some of us, it starts right now, right here today. For some of us, it's that light that is lit up within us that we carry with us always. So let's take a few moments and let's center ourselves, and let's do so by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive the debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen.
So take a deep breath, as Kim plays softly for us. And if you'd like, close your eyes or focus on something up here, the beautiful flowers or the light behind me. We all desire to be what we were created to be, and turning within and making the inward journey is how we do that. We open our eyes in quiet meditation. We open our eyes to see compassion, to see peace. We see love for all that there is on this universe. So this morning, as we take this journey deep within, moving from your head down into your heart, know that that light is blending in with your very soul, that you are one with the light that lighteth all of the universe. And your heart and your mind are filling with an awareness of the Christ Spirit within. And we know in this moment, right here, right now, that we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. We are the light of the world. Our lights cannot be distinguished or diminished by the things of the world. For we do as we were bidden to do, let our light so shine before all that they may see that we are expressions of the divine. Spirit working through us to reach out and touch those in the universe that are seeking truth. And in this moment, a quiet contemplation. Feel yourself blending with the light, knowing I am resurrected and I am the light. Feel the vibrations in the quiet. Dear God, we're so grateful. We're grateful that we know the truth, that we are one with all beings. We are one and we live and move and have our being in you. No one left out. The only separation is non-awareness. And we are all aware of the one presence, the one power in the universe, the omnipotence, the omniscience, and the omnipresence of you, dear God. So for this and for all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let the light unfold in us. Right here, right now, going forth, this day. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to end the service with a flower ceremony. We're going to ask you to come up one by one, and you can select whatever color resonates for you, and we'll will prepare it for you to come and put it into the reef. The reef looks very plain right now, doesn't it? It almost looks like there's no light in it. But guess what? What was once dark in darkness comes into the light. And we're going to exercise our ability to beautify this reef, just as we're going to do when we leave this chapel and let our light shine into the world. So, after you've placed your flower in the reef, I have a very special desire for you, and it's a little note to you on these cards. And as you pull your envelope with your card in it, know that you're drawing to you exactly what you need to hear in this moment, right here, right now. So I think what we'll do, we'll have our two flower ladies come up. What else? These two ladies are prayer chaplains too, by the way. So we're in good hands this morning. We're going to go through, and we're going to give you a couple of flowers to place in the reef. And then afterwards, if there's any left, then you feel free to come up and select some for others that you may want to place in the reef. So we're going to begin from the back. If you'll come up the outer aisle and see Sarah or see Liz. You can go and come. Okay. If there's anyone that would like to place a flower in memory of someone, or just to celebrate someone, you're welcome to make a second trip up. You have created a message. One thing I noticed as we were going through this, sometimes it was a little difficult to get that beauty in there, right? But that represents our challenges that we go through. Often things aren't that easily resolved, are they? And we take time to go within and listen to that voice, just as Mary Magdalene did. And then we know what to do, and we do it. So let's end our service by standing and singing 296, if you're willing and able.